Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Among our top stories this evening:
a showdown is looming between local government minister Ignatius Chombo and Harare mayor Bernard Manyenyeni over suspended town clerk Tendai Mahachi, who was suspended by the mayor last week.
The press conference, in my view, is a PR exercise. You know, it's not a formal process. The communication from the minister directs me to reverse the suspension is what I would go by. It's a directive which I'm looking at and attending to.
The Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission is a new chairman. Elasto Mugwadi took oath of office in front of Chief Justice Godfrey Chikausiku in Harare today, vowing to shake things at the troubled human rights body.
A showdown is looming between local government minister Ignatius Chombo and Harare mayor Bernard Manyenyeni on what action to take against suspended Harare town clerk Tendai Mahachi, who Minister Chombo wants reinstated as soon as possible. Last week, Manyenyeni suspended Mahachi for 3 months with pay for failing to provide the council salary schedule for all senior council employees to the mayor and his councillors. The suspension was meant to pave way for investigations into the city council's financial management amid allegations that the city's 18 directors were gobbling over $500,000 in salaries every month at the expense of service delivery as the local authority fails to replace street lights, repairing roads with other workers going unpaid. Minister Chombo on Saturday convened a press conference and ordered Mahachi's immediate reinstatement. But Manyenyeni told Studio 7 that he met Mahachi today and told the town clerk that he remains suspended as he considers the ministerial directive to reinstate him. Efforts to get a comment from Mr. Chombo were futile as he did not immediately pick up his phone. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu spoke with Mr. Manyenyeni earlier on.
Following the press statement issued on Saturday, I later in Saturday evening received the formal directive to reverse the suspension of the town clerk. That was on Saturday night. And this morning, I undertook to look at it, at which point it dawned on me that the town clerk had reported for duty. The press conference, in my view, is a PR exercise. You know, it's not a formal process. The communication from the minister directs me to reverse the suspension is what I would go by. It's a directive which I'm looking at and attending to. It cites Section 314. Of the Urban Councils Act, and I'm interrogating that particular section.
So what is Mahachi's current status? Does he remain suspended?
Yes, I've written to him, indicating to him that the directive was to me from the minister. It was not to him. The communication was not copied to him. So the directive is to me. I will attend to it and act upon it as appropriate. It is not up to the suspended town clerk to act on the directive, other than as advised by myself.
So when you indicated that to him, what did he do? Did you go back home or he continued to work?
Well, I have not checked since the delivery of the letter. I expect him to comply.
Harare Residents Trust Director Precious Shumba says residents support the mayor.
The mayor of Harare, Councillor Bernard Manyenyeni, is within his rights and within the provisions of the Urban Councils Act and within the provisions of the Labour Act to take appropriate action against an incompetent employee who faces disciplinary measures. These proceedings should not be interfered with, and we think from our perspective that the mayor has taken the right decision, and we just hope that Minister Chombo will allow the city of Harare to be cleansed of corruption, of mismanagement, and of abuse of authority and power.
But as residents, what action are you taking or contemplating to take in light of these developments?
Harare Residents Trust has faith in the mayor of Harare, and he has faith in the system to resolve this situation. residents have been calling and calling throughout the day since Saturday. They are demanding that they organize demonstrations against the city of Harare.
That was Harare Residents Trust Director Precious Shumba speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu in Harare.